Welcome to the Armor Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armor Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, a board-certified urologist, here with my wonderful co-host and partner in crime, Donna Lee.
That's right. Tis I, everybody. Happy day to everybody listening all over the entire world.
We really appreciate you joining us for this show, whether it's on the radio or when we make it into a podcast.
Mm-hmm. We're podcastable.
It's the fanciest, most technologically thing that we do on computers. Luckily, when it comes to surgical stuff, we are cutting edge.
You're surgical.
That is not a word.
It isn't. Podcastable is not a word as well.
I'm a men's health specialist, a board-certified urologist, and this show is brought to you by the urology practice that I started in 2007, NAU Urology Specialist.
That's why you have all those extra gray hairs.
Lots of gray hairs. Mm-hmm. Some other gray hairs we have are my partners, Dr. Lucas Giacometis, Dr. Christopher Yang, and Dr. Stacy Ong.
Luckily, they don't listen.
That's right. Our other partners in the practice. We have four mid-level providers. We have a sex therapist in-house, a pelvic floor physical therapist, and most importantly, a commitment to going that extra mile to take care of you. We've had a number of out-of-state patients that have contacted us recently about kind of cutting edge prostate procedures, mm-hmm. high intensity focused ultrasound, all the other things that we do. And if you don't know what any of those things mean, I would encourage you to
Google.
look at some of our old podcasts.
Oh, there's that.
Wherever you get your
podcasts. We're Googleable.
We're Googleable. Donna, why don't you tell people about our practice?
You can find us in Central Texas, or you can listen to our podcast around all of the world. Our locations are Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs, if you know about those parts of the world. And our number is 512-238-0762. You know, we have a brand new shiny website just for this show. It's the armormenshealth.com website. So you can see Dr. Mystery's very handsome graying face there. And me with my real pretty hair extensions.
Very nice. So is it an extension when it comes right out of your scalp?
That's hair, okay, which
that's
I don't
hair.
Have,
that's
so I
hair.
Have extensions.
Okay.
Yeah.
So recently there's been kind of a sea change in reproductive rights in this country. And especially if you live here in Texas, the idea that terminating a pregnancy could be part of a contraception strategy is going to be one that, you know, that may not be possible. And increasingly, we have seen very, very sharp uptick in the interest in getting a vasectomy, mm-hmm. which I think is probably the best kind of indication that men are needing to take a stronger role in their reproductive health and their family planning needs.
Right. And I wonder about how often these men have been thinking about that until the recent change in the laws. So it's interesting. We're getting tons and tons of phone calls now.
So now I try to think of what keeps a man from getting a vasectomy. And for sure,
I know.
It's the idea of somebody taking sharp instruments.
Castration. That's
near
what they think.
Their thingamaligs.
That's right. They think they're being castrated, some of them.
So I thought maybe I would try to explain kind of what a vasectomy is in our practice.
Mm-hmm.
How is it different? And then let's say you're young and aren't completely sure that you don't want to have kids in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to get anybody pregnant inadvertently.
Right.
And what kind of choices you have going forward. Mm-hmm. And then I'll try to give some philosophical thoughts on the older parent, the older woman and man who may want to have a child in a way in which they can reduce the likelihood of birth defects and genetic anomalies and what role a male reproductive health strategy has. So I wanted to talk about like what men are scared of. So number one, mm-hmm. men don't like to spend a lot of time getting the vasectomy. So so let's say time. So okay. in our office, we do a single visit vasectomy. You mm-hmm. come in, get your consultation and your vasectomy in less time than it takes to get an oil change.
And with other offices, you might have to come in for this consultation and then return back in 30 days. They won't do it the same day.
Many times they will not do it. But with just kind of, since we started the practice, the single visit vasectomy has been an important component of what I try to provide.
Mm-hmm.
Second is the idea that they're going to be so anxious that they can't sit still. Yeah. And that's why we offer at no charge, we offer you an IV sedative. The IV sedative is called midazolam. Mm-hmm. It's just a little dose of it. We can reverse it if you want to, like, you know, be functional for the rest of the day. You do have to have a driver, but hey, somebody's got to sacrifice something for you,
right,
on this important day.
For this once, almost once in a lifetime thing. And by the way, that medicine feels pretty good from what I've seen the guys.
As far as we know, I mean, the guys are usually dancing on their way out of here, and you wouldn't think.
Somebody offered us shots the other day. It was great.
I will say that 9 times out of 10, the guy will tell me that the vasectomy was a much better, funnier experience than he ever thought it would be. Mainly because I'm so funny.
Well, that and the music you have on.
There are 80s new wave tunes going on. We listen to New Order Radio.
You're not tired of that yet?
No. Okay. It's the same 14 songs over and over again. The whole vasectomy only takes about between 5 and 8 minutes. It's very, very quick. Mm-hmm. So overcome that. When it comes to pain, the discomfort from the vasectomy is very, very minimal. And afterwards, how you keep the pain down is you just take it easy.
Yeah.
Like you have a weekend or 3 days in which you don't have to do a damn thing.
Nothing. We'll write a prescription for that.
Ice pack. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're married, your wife has to just take care of you. There's no housework. You know, we prefer your kids not jump on you. I mean, that's pretty good.
It's pretty good for 3 days.
Like, I would have a vasectomy every month.
I'm getting one tomorrow.
Right?
That's right. I need a break.
I need a break. If you need a break, get a vasectomy.
That's right.
I send you home with some pain medication. Mm-hmm. Then people are worried that it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
For free, mm-hmm, I will read your semen analysis afterwards, right, for free.
For a lifetime.
So nobody does single visit. Nobody does IV sedation.
No scalpel.
We don't use a scalpel. A lot of people use the no scalpel technique.
Yeah, that's true.
We use a single incision. I only know a few people that will do a single incision instead of two incisions.
Mm-hmm.
We use no metal clips. It takes me a little longer to not use metal clips to clamp off the tube, but I get better post-op recovery results,
mm-hmm,
very little discomfort in the long run, and I really minimize long-term complications using this dissolvable suture technique.
Right.
So there's no foreign bodies like a metal clip that's going to stick in your body.
Right.
And it's reversible. And I reverse them too.
And you're the best.
And so
the reversal.
And if you have insurance, it's covered by insurance in almost every instance.
Right. At least most of it, for sure.
And then if you don't have insurance, what do we charge? $850?
$800.
$800. You get, mm-hmm, charged $800 for a vasectomy with IV sedation. I read all the semen analysis. I give you antibiotics so that you don't get an infection. You have my cell phone when you leave. I mean, I don't know what else I can do to make it more comfortable.
Well, you have a cell phone number. He won't give you his actual cell phone.
Why would they want my cell phone? Oh, they don't want to see my TikTok.
No, they don't.
Did you know that the TikTok is for you? Ooh, boy.
You're such a dad. Have you watched the TikTok lately?
Have you watched the TikTok?
No, but I've gone to the Target.
I've gone and the internets. So if you're interested in a vasectomy, we have lots of spots available for you. We're making our availability for vasectomies increasing. We're going to start adding Saturdays now. Much of the chagrin of, don't tell my wife.
Don't tell me.
Don't tell anybody. We're going to add some Saturdays.
You get a t-shirt maybe if you're nice.
T-shirt maybe.
It says snipped but still equipped.
Snipped but still
equipped. And the other one says snip snip hooray.
And the other one says nuts for urology.
Nuts for urology. We got a lot of funny t-shirts.
Well, if you need something
here
to help clean your car, an old t-shirt, we'll give you one of those too.
No.
We'll try to make the experience as comfortable for you as possible. It's certainly as quick as possible. And if you want to come in and talk about other urologic things, you certainly can, whether it be urinary issues or history of other urologic surgeries, or if you want to talk about low testosterone. I would say probably about 10 to 15% of our vasectomy patients ultimately become, mm-hmm, low testosterone patients in our clinic. And so it gives you an opportunity to come and speak to a men's health expert.
Why don't we also clarify exactly where you're going under the man's nether regions and how simple it is? Like, where's the vas deferens?
The vas deferens comes from the testicles, mm-hmm, and it goes next to the penis shaft on either side. So our incision is right where the bottom of the penis and the scrotum attach to each other. So there's like that little bitty triangle of tissue that we kind of use as our mark.
Mm-hmm.
And we close that little area with a suture that dissolves on its own within about 3 or 4 days.
Right.
So minimal scarring. Men are worried about a lot of things. And what we'll do after the commercial break is talk about kind of myths that men have about a vasectomy that we want to shed light on. Because we want you to be comfortable with this decision, because, mm-hmm, oral contraceptives, they rely on regular use. IUDs require an invasive procedure that takes longer than a vasectomy, believe it or not. Implantable contraceptives are also procedures that, you know, your partner may have to go through. And if you don't have a you know, definitive partner and you don't want to be saddled with a baby unexpectedly, taking advantage of your health and your reproductive health is really a very important thing for men to, you know, to consider.
Mm-hmm. Especially now.
And we can arrange for you to store sperm for an additional about $200. You can store sperm.
$200 a year, a month?
$200, and I think it's $50 a year.
Really?
No, it's $200 one time and then $50 a year.
Wow, that's inexpensive.
Yeah, we use...
I thought it'd be like $200 a month or something.
No, it's very cheap.
Okay.
And don't do it yourself, gentlemen.
Don't do it yourself in your freezer.
What's in your ice tray?
This shot tastes funny.
No, do not. Ew.
Sorry.
You're gross.
I am gross.
So it makes me really happy and proud to have people that listen to the show come in and see us. Mm-hmm. Last week, we had a patient who heard our segment on buried penis and literally broke down in the room.
Really?
Broke down, talking about how the problem was embarrassing, how they had never been able to talk to anybody about the variety of different issues. I hear that same kind of emotion when men come talk to me about delayed ejaculation, you know, topics that they just have no idea of where to go or who to talk to about.
Right. I had a patient too that called. He called my cell phone because the staff will give it to anybody, and it's on my card, so I don't mind. But he happened to tune in one day, and he listened to one of the episodes we did about retrograde ejaculation, and he was very emotional when we were talking. And I talked to him as much as I could because I'm Dr. Donna, you know.
You are not a doctor.
And we had a great conversation, and he's a patient now, so he's on your schedule. So
It's great. So, you know, we take insurance. We charge regular prices. We try to make the care that you get to be both affordable, excellent, state-of-the-art. And so don't think that just because you're hearing me just through the radio that we couldn't have a relationship as patient and physician.
And I only charge people $100 just to talk to you in the lobby.
Are you going to use that special voice?
Mm-hmm. Hey, big boy.
Hey, big boy.
Hey, daddy. Welcome. That'll be $100.
You are so old. You think people do that over the phone still?
I can't figure it out.
So in our last segment, we talked about what you can expect during a vasectomy at our practice. Mm-hmm. And I thought that what would be good to talk about are the myths. So we talked about what scares people and what we have done in our practice to try to keep the cost, the discomfort, the anxiety, all of those things to a minimum. Mm-hmm. So some myths that I hear. One of the myths is that we're going to cut your testicles off. And I think that because, you know, so many people are used to dogs and getting them fixed.
Yeah.
And they use the same word for men getting fixed as if we were broken.
Every one of you are broken.
And so, but there is no interruption of the testosterone that the testicles make. That's what they're also, poised to do. Mm-hmm. To get into your bloodstream. And so the testosterone will still get there. Some men are worried about an increased risk of prostate cancer because there was some article many years ago that has been completely debunked.
Oh.
I have heard men be concerned that their testicles are more likely to twist after the vasectomy, and that is absolutely not the case. The main supports of the testicle that keep it in place do not get interrupted by the vasectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are concerned both ways, that it can be reversed and it reverses on its own.
Oh, well, honestly, it depends on how you do it. I've seen your vasectomy and it's pretty darn near impossible to reconnect the vas deferens on its own.
That's right. The vasectomy that I perform, we not only transect or cut the vas deferens, I remove a piece, I use a little piece of muscle to keep in between, and then I burn the end. And so my what we call recanalization rate is very low, knock on wood. I haven't had one come back together for at least a decade. And so...
And tell them what the vas deferens is, because I know some guys are like, what's that?
The vas deferens is the tube that transports sperm from the testicle and deposits it in the urethra. And that's what mixes, and then with semen that the prostate makes and comes out of you.
Mm-hmm.
There should be no reduction in your ability to get or keep an erection. Another common myth is that men are concerned that their ejaculate, the fluid that comes out of them, will change.
Right.
When in fact, that doesn't change at all. the amount of fluid that your testicles contribute to the, your semen is minuscule. And so you won't notice a change in color, consistency. You will not notice a difference at all in how sex feels or anything after your vasectomy. All you're going to have is, you know, blanks. Shooting blanks.
You're shooting blanks, but the blanks feel just fine.
They feel, the blanks feel just fine to everyone involved. And so when you choose to get a vasectomy, what you're really saying is that you're kind of in charge of your, you know, your component of family planning for your family and for your partner. And you're not going to leave the contraception only to your female partner. Because, I mean, more than a few men, you know, have been caught up kind of being parents before they were ready or wanted to. I mean, I have six kids and I'm not ready.
I'm like, what is he trying to say? Well, you're trying to say that some men were surprised that their baby mamas got pregnant?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe they didn't know what was happening or, you know. And certainly, you know, the best way to be in charge is to take control of your own reproductive health.
Right.
A lot of men are, you know, not ready to be parents.
Lazy?
And
is that what you were
they'll
say?
Use examples like, I don't want to use a condom because it doesn't feel right, or I'm sure she's on birth control. And
I don't want to pay this bitch 50%.
You're really in a mood to curse today.
There's those noises they're going to put in to save me from being in trouble with KLBJ
the
and
FCC,
the podcast.
Yes. So you just want to understand that it's not going to change anything about how you are or what's going on. But I don't want to just paint a rosy picture. I want to talk about what are some potential downsides and negatives of getting a vasectomy. But this is true. The first thing, three things are true of any surgical procedure. Mm-hmm. The risk of some bleeding, some infection, and some pain. So what we do in our clinic to minimize all of these things, I use only one incision, which minimizes the amount of bleeding because it's one less incision than some people do. I use an electrocautery device. It costs money. It you know, requires some equipment, but that's what we do. We don't charge you any extra. We just try to do the thing.
Cautery's extra.
I try to make it as similar to what you get in the operating room as possible. And if you are someone, and many urologists do not expend that, the resources on that equipment, but we do because I want you to have kind of a seamless experience.
Right.
The second thing is the risk of infection. We give you a 3-day course of antibiotics. If you don't give it to the patient and you give them a prescription, like 90% don't pick it up. Right? They don't remember they were supposed to pick it up. They don't know what it's for. They don't care. But because we do that, we give it to you in a package and tell your wife, hey, feed this to him, please, every 12 hours. The likelihood of you being compliant with it is much higher. And then third is pain. So we give you a prescription for a pain medication.
Right.
A lot of urologists don't do that. And I don't know why. This isn't iron ball, you know what I'm saying? This isn't an iron ball competition. This is, you know, some guys are sore and some guys are not.
Yeah, you don't have to take it.
You can get a jock strap with us. Like, if you're out there at Walmart at 2 in the morning trying to find a jock strap, don't do that.
We got them. And they have little pockets for little tiny ice packs that we're going to sit in there.
That's right. And we'll send you out with an ice pack.
Yeah, a
cute
one.
With Donna's face on.
That's right.
We should get those.
Your face on one and me on the other. Because there's two, you know.
Oh, my God. All right. That's what we're doing. You know, one of our employees is trying to become a professional cornholer.
Yeah.
And we're going to sponsor the sacks. You know what we're going to put on the sack?
No.
Check your sack.
Check your sack. That's funny.
With NAU urology.
What
specialist.
If she gets those and all of a sudden her game goes to snot and she's not good anymore?
Oh, man. Well.
It's impossible. She's pretty good.
We'll let our competitors then be the... The people that sponsored it.
Check your sack.
Check your sack. And we will check your sack that day, as a matter of fact. The one complication
that
you have to worry about is called post-vasectomy pain syndrome. That is a very rare, very rare thing that we see in our clinic. I'll see maybe 4 or 5 a year, and I do probably somewhere close to 700 vasectomies a year. So this is when maybe 3 or 6 months after your vasectomy, you have pain in your testicles. And the vast majority, 95% of patients, will it'll go away forever with just a simple course of anti-inflammatories and steroids. Mm-hmm. So the most important thing is if you're walking out there and you're having nut pain after a vasectomy and somebody else did your vasectomy, you call me. You come. I pick up guys at the gas station all the time.
For what?
Oh, for post-vasectomy pain syndrome. Because they see the truck.
You look like a doctor.
they see the truck and the awesomevasectomy.com logo on the back. And
with the nuts hanging on the backside.
My volleyball team, for my daughter, had a father who had post-vasectomy pain syndrome. We fixed him up. And
that's right.
If you have it, even if the vasectomy wasn't done by me, I can still fix it. And so definitely come and see me if you're having that trouble. Mm. And then whether or not it worked or not. And like I said before, if you get a semen analysis at 6 and 10 weeks and it's worked, then chances are better than, 99% that it's going to work forever.
You can get them for free too afterwards.
That's right.
Free
forever,
semen analysis
forever.
For life.
If you get a vasectomy with me and 6 years later you want to check it again, there's no charge to you.
That's
just
right.
Come on in. And you do it at home,
$80
please.
Elsewhere.
Please do it at home.
Yeah.
You have to pay extra to use our stuff.
It's weird when they come into the clinic, but it's okay.
And we still have some old magazines.
Yeah, and they're really weird.
They're very weird.
Just bring your phone.
Donna, how do they get a hold of us?
Call us at 512-238-0762. Our website, our brand new shiny website, armormenshealth.com, where you could submit your questions and they come directly to me. And thank you so much for listening to the show, and check out our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.